Hello and welcome back to Homeschooled Podcast. I'm Augustino Zoida, the host of the Homeschooled Podcast, and I am here with the co-host, Kevin Lyons.
That's me. That's my name.
What's up, bro?
How you doing, buddy?
Welcome back, you guys. Listen, it's the end of January. What did you think, that we weren't going to do a Laughter Piece Theater this month? This is the last episode of the month, bro. We had to do one.
I was wondering if they even... Oh, yeah. I forgot they even do this.
People like them, dude. Fucking like them.
They are fun.
But we got a very special edition of Laughter Piece Theater for you guys this time. I've never done anything like this before with it, okay? Listen, January and February is pretty much like award season, right? You got the Golden Globes. You got the Grammys. You got the Oscars, the SAG Awards. And listen, at all of these awards, everybody wants to talk about who wore it better, right? But listen, here's what we're going to do here on Homeschooled Podcast for the Laughter Piece Theater segment, the segment we do once a month where we play stand-up comedy tracks for you, and Kevin and I talk about them and why we like them or don't like them. But this time, I'm going to be playing... Oops. Why
Elvis.
Did that just start on it?
I'm going to be playing
Did
Elvis.
You see that, bro? There's a ghost in here. It just played on its own. It literally like said the like unpaused too on its own. That's fucking crazy.
Edie sent that ghost. She said she was going to send ghosts to mess with us.
All right, you guys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some stand-up tracks that are like pretty similar, if not the same bit, but from two different comics. And so you might call this theme stolen jokes, but not really.
But are they actually stolen jokes? Because there are some comics that we know have stolen jokes.
That just straight up steal jokes.
That's just straight up steal jokes. But are these like similar, or are they obviously stolen from people?
So I have both.
Okay.
So, and actually I think this, and what we're going to do is like, instead of just talking about them for so long, which we might still just briefly talk about the bit if we liked it or not, but Kevin and I are going to vote after and say who did it better. Okay, so I'm going to so I do have some that are, we all know, are straight up stolen jokes.
Okay,
and then I have some that are just similar.
So for the ones that are similar, don't tell me which one was done first or which one that you like more.
Okay,
so make sure that you change it up, because I have a feeling that you're going to want to put all the ones that you like first and then you play the other one.
Well, actually I didn't. I kind of like went back and forth with that.
Okay. All right. Good. You switched it up. Mm-hmm. Good job.
So also, I think I kind of like this idea, and I might want to continue doing them for Laughter Piece Theater. Like, we might do like a Who Did It Better segment instead, because I think that maybe the Laughter Piece Theater might be getting a little worn out. Also, some of you may know, fucking spoiler alert, sorry, Lee, that Lee Syatt is starting his own podcast. The fucking Flying Jew is starting his own podcast, bro.
Is he?
And it's basically this idea, but
oh,
it's like
really?
A whole podcast. And he's like, oh, it's kind of like yours, though. And I'm like, well, I don't care, bro. Fucking do it.
What do you mean he said it's kind of like yours? In which aspect?
He's starting a podcast about playing stand-up tracks.
Oh, okay.
Like this. So
he stole our idea? Which one is going to do it better, him or us?
I know, right? But it's not stolen.
No.
It is... It's kind of a similar idea, because I think he's going to play like full albums with like, they're more like reaction videos.
Oh, okay. That's
so
cool.
So he's going to play full albums.
Is he going to have us on?
He said that he wouldn't mind having us on, and then we'll do each other's, you know what I mean? And we can still do. So I don't know. I might switch things up. It's going to be very challenging to every month think of like so many similar bits.
Yeah.
It's going to be getting like further and further away from being that similar. It's going to be like, well, they both talked about relationships, but it wasn't the same joke. So who knows how long I could do this.
Yeah, that seems like it's going to be hard to maintain.
Yeah.
Although, when you told me this idea that we were doing today, I'm like, oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Cool idea, right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
ready to jump into it.
For now, I think it's going to be fun. But first, you guys, before we get started, this episode is brought to you by, why the fuck not, DeLorean Motor Company watches, bro. This episode is brought to you by DMC Watches. You've heard of DMC. They are the DeLorean Motor Company, as in the DeLorean, the car from the 80s, the badass fucking very unique collector item car. And listen, if you're a fan of the 80s or a fan of Back to the Future movies, you probably love this car and either have one or wish you had one. But now you don't got to wish that you had one. Well, I still kind of would like one. But anyway, you can now have a piece of this car by getting yourself a watch, okay, you guys? The DeLorean Motor Company makes official licensed product watches, okay? It's badass. They're not cheap at all, but I don't mean like cost-wise. I mean like it's a good quality watch, okay? people, when I wear mine, I've had mine for a few years, people just notice it and they go like, that's a really nice watch. Or they'll say like, that looks like it costs a lot of money. And listen, you guys, it's a fucking motor vehicle company that's making watches. I mean, Ferrari does it. A number of like upper class car companies do it. And the DeLorean Motor Company is no different. I mean, it's a collector's item car and it's a collector's item watch. Okay, just head over to the website. They got great deals and you're going to get a little discount when you use my promo code. So make sure you click the link in the description and go get yourself one, man. They're badass. It's great for a gift. It's great for yourself if you're a watch collector or if you love the 80s or the Back to the Future movie, because on the back you have an actual embroidered on the engraved on the stainless steel of the DeLorean car, which you just know it's authentic. So it's pretty cool, you guys. Don't take my word for it. Check it out. There's so many different styles. I have the one with the silver face. Kevin's got the one with the blue face. And they're all pretty neat. And then they have other ones, too. There's like the 1981 series, which you can go back, and there's like a different style, and those are pretty cool, too. Check them out, you guys. Click the link in the description. Also, I'm going to be in Rockland, California on Valentine's Day.
What?
February 14th, I'm coming to Rockland, California. That's so everybody up in Rockland or up in Northern Cal in the Sacramento area, come on out. It's limited seating. This is going to be awesome. I'm at Out of Bounds Brewery. So it's a cool little bar. They make their own beers. It's a night of beer tasting, food, and comedy, okay? I have a lot of relationship material. I'm going to be doing all of it for Valentine's Day, and I'm headlining. I'm going to have a couple openers come out. So you guys get your tickets, okay? They're making three dishes that are paired specifically with a couple beers, so you can do some food tasting with some beer tasting and live comedy. What's better than that? And there's deals. If you're a couple, if you're buying two tickets, there's couples special price, okay? So head over to homeschooledpod.com, click on tour, and you get tickets right now. Also, if you're a comic in like Sacramento or Rockland area and you're looking to get some stage time, I'm coming to town, you guys. Hit me up, send me a video. If you want to do a fucking guest spot, I'll let you do a guest spot, all right? You can reach me on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. If you can't find me, go to the website, homeschoolpod.com, click on media, or you can also click on contact and just email me, all right? And so that's pretty much it. DeLorean Motor Company, homeschoolpod.com. Now let's start this very special edition of Laughter Piece Theater.
I just thought it was so funny when you're trying to get comics to jump on your show up there. Mm. You just said a video, and you're just talking about how you hate it when you're trying to get booked, and they say, send me a video.
Oh, send me a video. Well, yeah. I mean, it's different. It's a different scenario, bro.
I know.
I hate it when they ask me to send a video, and I know for a fact they didn't watch it. And I also hate it when I've already performed at your club, and you're asking me for a video.
I know. I was just giving you shit, bro.
I got to fucking watch it because, you know, I'll have, like, some fucking rookies be hitting me up, bro. And they're going to be like, you know, yeah, let me do it. I'm like, yeah, sure, you can get a guest spot. And what if they tank? Valentine's Day, people are spending money to come out.
That's right.
Got to put on a good show. Mm-hmm. And I also don't expect you to be the best comic in the world, because if you were, or if you were even a far ahead seasoned comic, you probably wouldn't be doing my show or wanting to do a little guest spot on it.
I do expect you to be the best comic in the world.
Okay. All right. Well, Kevin's standards are pretty high, you guys. So you guys better bring it. But I know that there's up-and-coming comics that are talented and they just are limited on stage time.
Yeah,
so.
That's cool, man. I was just giving you shit.
No worries. So listen, you guys, Laughter Piece Theater, we do it once a month. Let's play some tracks, and we do it right here on the Homeschooled Podcast. Let's go.
Please take your seats. School is now in session.
Homeschooled Podcast.
Homeschool.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that at all. You ready, bro?
I am ready
for the first one?
I'm ready to see who did it better.
So this is we're going to start off with the obvious and the shortest, all right?
Is this Carlos Mencia?
You know it, bro.
I knew it was gonna be him.
This is obvious. This is obvious. Now, the unfortunate part about this is that we actually have to listen to Carlos Mencia yeah. for a second.
Is this the Bill Cosby bit he stole?
Yeah, of course, okay. Bro. This is a really well-known... Well, first of all, it's well-known that Carlos Mencia steals.
Mm-hmm.
If you type in Carlos Mencia, which I've done all day on Google looking for this bit, Google will finish it for you, stolen joke.
Yeah.
Okay, but also this is one of the more well-known ones that he did, that he stole Bill Cosby's joke. Now, I did find a very short clip that has both of them in the same exact clip comparing. Okay?
Oh, I've seen that before. Yeah,
I'm sure you've seen it before. So okay. Let's listen to, they play Bill Cosby first. Who obviously did it first?
Is it going to buffer?
Nah, it shouldn't buffer. What's going on? Where's my volume?
Is it playing? Do you see the numbers going up?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Here we go. Yeah.
Mencia takes from
I think it just took a second to start. Nope.
You grab there we go. When he's like this. You say, come here, boy. 2 years old. You say, get down. Dad show you how to do it. Now you come at me. Run through me. There, see? Get back up. See? You didn't do it right. Now come.
So I just want to say, because these are very short clips and I'm not showing you the whole bit, that this is a bit about Bill Cosby
teaching
his kid how to play sports, football, specifically football, but sports in general. Okay, so let's just continue.
That's what you get.
I know. Now it fucking won't play. Do you see this shit, bro? Oh, bro.
Carlos Mencia knew that you were fucking with him.
Dude, Mencia is...
He sent his minions into your computer.
Oh, I think it was about to go.
Yeah. Why is there no...
See, you say, now go attack that tree. Bite it. Ha! Come on back. Bite it again. You teach him all that. Tackle me. Bam! And then soon he's bigger and he's stronger and he can hit you and you don't want him to hit you anymore. You say, all right, son, turn him loose on high school. And he's running up and down the field. High school, touchdown, 800 touchdowns per game. You say, yes, that's my son.
800
touchdowns.
And he goes
to big college playing for a big...
Dude, what is up with this fucking clip? Is it this clip?
It's probably. I've been noticing that too with things playing on me.
It's not buffering. Like, the sound just stops.
I noticed it wasn't in sync either. Maybe he was trying to play catch up.
Let's try it. Sorry about this, you guys.
Just go back to the beginning. Just drag it back. No, not all the way back. Just.
But it won't let me, though. See? It's something wrong with it. There we go. Let's try right here.
Sounds per game. Yes, that's my son. And he goes to the big college. Playing for a big school, 3 million students and 800,000 people in the stand. National TV, and he catches the ball, and he didn't even bother to get out of the way. He just runs over everybody. For a TV, and turn around, and the camera's on him, and you're looking, and he says, hi, Mom. Well, you don't mind that. You know who taught him.
He gives him a football and he shows him how to pass it. He shows him every day how to pass that football, how to three-step, five-step, seven-step drop. He shows him how to throw the bomb, how to throw the out, how to throw the hook, how to throw the corner. He shows this little kid everything that he needs to know about how to be a great quarterback. He even moves from one city to the other so that kid could be in a better high school. Then that kid goes to college. And that man is still, every single game, that dad is right there. And he's in college getting better. He wins a Heisman Trophy. He ends up in the NFL. 5 years later, he ends up in the Super Bowl. They win the Super Bowl. He gets the MVP of the Super Bowl, and when the cameras come up to him and say, you got anything to say to the camera? I love you, Mom. That bitch never played catch with you.
Well, you even gave him a little, That's stupid. I mean, like, here's the thing with Bill Cosby. While he was going through that whole rant of all the training, that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he's like he just runs over everybody. Like that was funny.
The exaggeration. 800 touchdowns.
Yeah, the exaggeration. I mean, like that explanation was funny. What he was doing, what Carlos Mencia was doing, he was just saying as fast as he could, and nothing that he was saying was actually funny. But
right, he was just trying to like think of everything he could think of that you would teach a quarterback.
Yeah,
and he also had to make like. Cosby's was really, what were you saying? Like exaggerated, right? Yeah. Like, to make it funny.
It was funny.
And we all knew it was exaggerated. It was funny.
Yeah.
But he couldn't exaggerate it. He had to make it seem more real because he knew it was fake.
Well,
like he knew it was a lie.
Here's what drives me crazy. The Bill Cosby one was 1983, because it said that right in there, 1983. The Carlos Mencia one was in the 2000s, obviously.
Early 2000s, late 90s,
He didn't
probably.
Even try to... change it or update it to make it better. You know, he didn't even add on to it. Actually, he took more away from it.
Yes.
And made it... It was just stupid, man. I can't stand that guy.
He's a poor writer. Like he had to add a punchline by saying, that bitch didn't teach you nothing. Like, Kazi was obviously very clean comic. And, yeah. he, you know, Mencia is like, whatever he has to say. Like, yeah. You know, explicit. Not that I mind a dirty comic. It's just that, like... You know, it was just like the ghetto down version.
That's exactly what it is. That was the purple drink. Remember the Sunny D commercials? We got the purple stuff, Sunny D. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that
man.
Was the purple drink.
I mean, I think that we're both going to vote the same on this one.
Obviously, it was Cosby.
Cosby. And that was such an obvious bit. Like, sometimes there's just guys that have similar premises, similar jokes, you know, but that was a straight up stolen joke, man.
Fuck Carlos.
And especially Mencia would always go like... He has literally said, like, yes, I steal jokes. And he goes, if I hear a funny joke, I'll add Mexican to it and I'll make it my own. And you know, or I steal from young comics all the time. They have a good idea, but they don't know where to go with it. So I'll just give it a funnier punchline and make it my own.
Is he still doing comedy?
Yeah.
Is he really?
He's skinny as shit, too. He lost a lot of weight. I don't really see him out and about. I know that some clubs work him in L.A., like where he can go. Workout and he'll do like 3 hours, bro. If he pops in, he'll fucking do a long ass set. But he does tour, he does work the road, and a lot of people still pay to see him because they're not really comedy buffs. Like they don't
care if he stole a joke.
They probably
care.
Don't
it's
really
funny.
Know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And this is weird. This is like the only time that we're sticking up for a rapist. It's like a joke thief or a rapist.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, before we knew Kazi was a raper, the bit is just funnier.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, bro?
I know what you're saying. I'm ready for the next
like,
one,
like, fucking,
bro.
Hold on, listen. Like, R. Kelly is a piece of shit, and so is Michael Jackson, but Michael Jackson's music is still better. anyway, so yes, we got that one out of the way. Here we go. Here we go. Here's another kind of one that maybe some people know, maybe some people don't. This is another one that's talked about. And I'm not going to say this is definitely stolen, but I will say that people suggested it was stolen, and there was a whole thing in the media many, many years ago.
With who?
About this
who is
being
it?
Stolen. The first one is Dane Cook that I'll play for you.
Okay, and you're not going to tell me if that was the
stolen?
Do you
want me to tell you?
Yeah, tell me.
Or do you want me to tell you who the other comic is?
Yeah, who's the other comic?
The other comic, which I'll play after, is Louis C.K.
Oh, okay. So they're both relatively the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so don't tell me who stole whose.
Let's play Dane Cook.
Okay.
I think about having kids. I'd love to have some kids. I've been thinking about kids. I want to have like 19 kids.
Remember this bit?
Yeah.
I think naming them, that's going to be fun. Whatever the names that you come up with, that's exciting right there. You get to both decide, hey, do you want to name that? No, I don't like that name. Right? It's like a little game. You try to come up. I already have names picked out. I don't even know. First kid, boy, girl, I don't care. The first one that comes out, I'm naming it. I think it's beautiful. It's feminine but strong at the same time. Time for bed. I said time for bed. No cookies. Daddy's on the phone. Daddy's on the phone. I'm gonna name a group of my kids after my favorite cartoon. I'm gonna name a bunch of them after Transformers. That'd be great. Oh yeah, just to be like, Optimus Prime, come here for a second, I wanna talk to you. Come here, you sit next to Megatron, we're gonna have a little chit-chat right here, okay? I am the Cobra Commander in this. I said no cookies! This fucking is driving me up a fucking wall!
I remember hearing that joke when it came out. I thought that was funny.
I think it is funny. So now
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K.
I think I've heard this one too.
I love my daughter. It's a lot of responsibility that you never think about, though. Like, you got to name your kid. That's a big deal right there. And you know what's amazing to me? You can name your kid anything you want. Isn't that incredible? There are no laws. There should be a couple of laws. None. You can literally name your kid anything. You can name your kid a name with no vowels if you want, like Pinsendleton. Just 40 F's, that's his name. Go clean your room. Some people name their kids a word like sunshine or battery or whatever. I like to name my kid a whole phrase, you know, something like ladies and gentlemen. That would be a cool name. This is my son, ladies and gentlemen. Then when he gets out of hand, I get to go, ladies and gentlemen, please. But you got to be careful what you name your kid. You have to be careful because what happens is other kids in school are going to make fun of them. They're going to make fun of their name. And you don't have to give them a weird name because they can do it with any name. Kids are geniuses at that. Any name. They take it. They go Louie Screwy, Joey Blowy, Mike, your mother's a dyke, whatever. These kids. Any name. What's your name? Eric, you fucking asshole. See, just like that. Lightning speed these kids got. What's your name? Joe, eat a bag of shit, cunt face.
All right, man. They're definitely two totally different. I like them both differently. I thought Dane did something better and Louis did something better.
Yeah.
I thought I really liked the way that Louis went with it's not illegal to name your kid anything. Like, you know, I thought that angle is like there's no law about naming your kid. Mm-hmm. And that seems like more like a fun thing to explore. And I like how he goes into the kids making fun of
that's like a whole new bit that he just like combined them together.
But I thought Dane's version of naming your kids Megatron and Optimus Prime, that was funny too. But they both have very different levels of. Like, Dane's really intense. He's, like, the younger crowd, like, want to go party and, like, your friend at the party. And Louis is just, like, you just want to sit back and laugh.
Yeah.
You know? But I thought, I don't know. I liked
So don't tell me your final vote yet.
Okay, I won't tell you.
So, by the way, there's another version of Louis C.K., which I couldn't find the clip. But he does do a part where he goes, like, I just want to name, when he's doing the whole syllables and stuff like that, he's like, I just want to name a kid, like, just... like F, like yeah, 40 yeah, F's
yeah,
in a row.
He said
oh,
that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, but he actually goes like he does it and he keeps doing it throughout. Like,
oh, okay.
Like he kind of does it more and plays up on it, kind of like Dane kind of played up on it.
Which one was it? Who said that stole what? I mean, you can say it was a Dane.
So the one that got the media was that Dane stole it from Louis.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's true. I kind of think that so I'm pretty sure that Dane did that bit on Vicious Circle, which is like maybe his third special, second or third special. So Dane was already pretty famous at the time. Mm-hmm. Louis C.K. I don't think was as famous, but it was still pretty, you know, like doing Comedy Central specials and stuff like that. And as you can see in that video, Louis C.K. looked really young. And so they are saying, but apparently Louis did it first. So they are saying that Dane stole it from Louis is what they're saying.
Here's the thing. I mean, like, I felt like the only real, like, actual similarity that they both did was just, like, the noises for a name. Because Dane had the, and then he had the,
yes.
That was the most similar stuff. I kind of, I don't know. I liked, I mean, Dane's was, like, funnier right off the bat part.
Here's what I, Dane, also, they're very different styles.
Yeah,
like, Louis C.K. is known for taking something and throwing left-wing stuff in there that you wouldn't expect it to go with it. And, excuse me, I meant Louis C.K. And then he's also, like, Louis C.K. is also, like, known for taking stuff a little further with, and like he went into other bit. And he expanded the bit a lot, as where Dane is known for, like, taking something and kind of maybe playing to a younger audience, which is just, like, really silly, funny now.
You know what it feels like? when Dane is doing it, it's like when somebody tickles you and they keep on tickling you, making you laugh harder and harder.
Yeah.
But Louis is just relying on the jokes because Dane milks the stuff.
Yes.
He like and he once he gets that energy going and the laughing, he doesn't let you stop. He just keeps on tickling
you. It is a preference. It's two different styles. Yeah. So Dane also, I think the whole like thing was really funny. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But then when he goes like Transformers, I think that's like a little obscure, like but I like that he did it. It was original. But then I like mid sentence talking about Transformers, he went back to I said
I mean? That's what I
that's
like
the funniest part about it. And that's like the most clever and it was done well.
Yeah.
Louis C.K.'s also, like you said, he went into like a whole new premise. I bet you he had two different premises and went that bit's gonna go with that bit.
What I didn't like as much as Louis was the ladies and gentlemen thing. I mean, it's okay.
Oh yeah.
But what I liked better about Louis was that he had those different aspects. Like he brought up the point. It's like it's not illegal to name your kid. There's no law against naming your kid anything.
Yeah.
And I wish he did more of that.
That is a great premise alone.
Yeah. I wish there was more of that aspect because if he focused more on that, I would have said he took it out of the park.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do a bit about that premise. I'm just kidding.
I want to see how you did. So should we vote who did that better? Who did it better?
So, yes. Who did it better?
Who did it better or who did I like more?
See, this one, there's actually two different ones because there's one that like did it funnier.
Yeah.
There's one that I think is funnier than there's one like who did it better. I think there actually is two different.
I think Dane's was funnier and Louis was smarter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But which one did you like more?
I liked Louis a little bit more, I think. I think it's
only more thought out.
Only because of those aspects of, like, you know, talking about the kids make fun of everything. Although I wish he went into more of that.
But the fact of, like, Dane being accused of stealing doesn't have any effect on your decision?
No, because, like, I mean, it wasn't... I mean, all these comics, I mean, of course they're going to run into similar things.
Yeah.
But...
And they were both pretty popular at the same time.
They were both pretty popular at the same time, but I don't feel like Dane took his joke. Mm-hmm. I feel like they just had the exact same premise, which happens. Yeah. I mean, Mencia was literally the same punchline.
Yeah.
I mean, they had similar things with Dane and Louis, but that was like word for word. But nah, I wouldn't give him the he stole the shit.
Okay.
And who knows? I mean... Sometimes when you're that big, did Dane have writers help him?
Maybe at that point he did. I don't know.
Because you never know if they ended up seeing Louis. Not that they stole it, but they could like, oh, this would be funny. You know, you just never know. So I give them the benefit of the doubt on that because was Dane notoriously known for stealing jokes?
Not really. I think that you can YouTube like Dane Cook stolen jokes and there are a couple, but there's nothing really, they're all like this. Like it's something that was like, pretty similar, pretty close, but it could have just been a common premise.
I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Here's the other thing though. Dane Cook does not have kids.
Yes, that's true. That's
Louis C.K. has kids. So he thought about naming kids. Dane Cook doesn't have kids, so he said, I would like to have kids, and then easily you can make the joke your own.
Well, that's what I like about Dane, is that he can talk about, even if he doesn't have kids, he can talk about having kids, and you're still going to laugh.
I can do a bit about having kids, and I just go, like, I do or I don't want to have kids, and here's why. You know what I mean? So that's why I kind of think, like, the originality maybe came from Louis. This is a tough one for me, because they both are really funny, and I think I'm going to go with who did it better being... shit, man.
It's hard.
I want to say Louis. And I think it's mostly because I personally have grown out of Dane Cook's style.
Yeah,
I used to
love
him as a kid. Mm-hmm. I think that's really funny. But if I were to play it to somebody else who didn't know stand-up that well, I think they might think that that's a little silly nowadays.
Is his style still like that these days?
I think he's a lot darker.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. He talks about pretty depressing things sometimes.
I can imagine.
And can kind of be kind of offensive. But I mean, whatever. But... nothing wrong with that in my book. But I think that Dane had more laughs per minute.
Yeah, because he was like high energy.
Yes.
That's what it is. And his crowd was a lot younger.
Yes.
Not that Louis doesn't have a young... There's a lot of young people that really liked Louis.
So Dane got a lot of laughs in the short amount of time that the bit was.
Yeah.
And Louis C.K., you know, didn't get as many laughs, but his like kind of went longer. And so laughs per second or per minute, Dane takes it.
Yeah.
But if you want to go like which one I think did it better,
I was going to say Louis C.K. because I felt like more thought went into his premise.
Yeah.
But I thought
I kind of want to see where else he was going to take it.
But I mean, Dane really he did a good great job on that. I like that bit.
Also, before we move on to the next one, here's a little fun fact, you guys. If you guys remember the show Louie that Louie had on FX, which I miss that show, bro. I really like that show.
Yeah.
The first season was like a little artsy, but it was still good. And then like the later seasons, they kind of stayed with like an actual like story.
Did he have two shows?
He had several shows. Well, he had several shows that he was like writer and producer on. Because
what wasn't one Lucky Louie? Wasn't that what was the first one that he did?
I think it's just Louie.
Okay.
Maybe there was an animation Lucky Louie.
No, I don't remember. Whatever.
But anyway, he was like writer of his own show, directed I think almost all of the episodes and starred in them. And I really liked that show. And there is one episode, I don't know what season, but you can easily, if you Google Dane Cook and Louis C.K., you can easily find this clip. I saw it 100 times today. There is an episode of Louis where Dane Cook is in the show. The actual Dane Cook plays himself, okay? So, and so what happens is Louis's daughter wants tickets to see this very famous singer, and Louis goes, and she asks her dad, can you get me like backstage passage and front row seats? And Louis's like, well, how am I going to get that? And she's like, well, come on, dad, you're famous too, right? So Louis goes, well, that agent is the same agent as Dane Cook's agent. So he goes, I'm going to call in a favor to Dane Cook to get me these tickets. So he's like really shy about it, and he goes, And then they agree, they go, Dane's go backstage, Dane's doing this concert, right? So he goes backstage in the green room and he sits down with Dane, and Dane's being like totally cold to him. He's like, yeah, sit down. And he just goes like, yeah, I realize this is awkward. He's like, oh, so now you want a favor for me after I stole your joke? And they actually talk about it.
They talk about this joke,
and they talk about like how the media and everyone said that Dane Cook stole his joke. He's like, I'm a joke thief, but now you want my help to get tickets. And he's like, I'll get tickets if you fucking like apologize and admit to everybody that I did not steal your joke. It's a really cool scene. You can go watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. And it kind of implies
I think that's cool that they did that together for his show. That's
it kind
of
implies that Louis C.K. didn't really ever accuse him. Yeah. Maybe the media did it because Dane Cook was so popular.
And they love to chase stories. They love to stir up controversy.
And then, so kind of like, so I bet you, like, I mean, they're both real comics and they probably know that these common things happen all the time. Why even second guess it, you know? I mean, Joey Diaz is one of my closest friends and I love him, you know, like a brother. I know, I mean, he has a fucking brilliant, like, peanut allergy joke. But I know like four other comics to have one too.
Yeah.
Does that mean Joey fucking stole it? No. Or they stole it from him? No. It's a common premise, and they each do it like pretty good, you know? But anyway.
Well, another thing too is stolen, before we get into that one. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to look into the history of the actual comic who stole the joke. Do they have a history of doing that?
Right.
Or is this just like a coincidence, you know?
Yeah. Like I'll have something where I'll find that someone or even myself keeps having the same jokes, and that's probably just because we think alike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that like I steal or they steal, you know. But anyway,
so who do we got up next?
Here we go. I'm gonna play someone who we don't really play on here that often.
Is that Patton Oswalt?
It's Patton Oswalt, bro.
Okay,
and I don't even think that this has ever been said that one stole from the other. These are just similar jokes.
Okay. I'm not too familiar with Patton Oswalt. I've seen his stuff, and from what I've seen, it feels very original. Like you can, it feels like he thought up all this stuff on his own.
Really doubt that this is from anybody's brain but his own.
Yeah,
and I don't think there's joke stealing going on here. I think there's just crossing paths.
Okay, all right, let's hear it.
And let's play Patton Oswalt.
Oh, I'm so hungry right now. What's good to eat at the Kentucky Fried Chicken? What's good to have here? What do you have on your menu that's
Somebody
really good?
Somebody said nothing.
Oh, our mashed potatoes are great. Those are really good. People love the mashed potatoes. Our corn is really sweet and crunchy.
I think this kind of started in the middle of the bit.
Breaded chicken strips. They're really tasty. And, if you get the mashed potatoes, you've got to get the gravy, because the gravy is fucking awesome. And also, okay, you know what? Stop talking. Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl for me? And I'll just eat them like a death row prisoner on suicide watch. And I can just fucking... have those. Yes, we can pile that in a bowl, but we can also arrange it on a plate like you're an adult with self-respect and dignity. There's no need to put that in a single bowl. Fuck that, I'm done, I don't give a shit anymore. Just pile my food in a brown mound in a bowl. And is there a way that the bowl can play Pink Floyd's Great Gig in the Sky while I eat it alone in my apartment at 2 in the morning with all the lights off and just... That's their most popular item. Those fucking bowls, they can't keep them on the shelf. America has spoken. Pile my food in a fucking bowl like I'm a dog. I don't give a shit anymore. If there's any way you could put my dinner in a blender and liquefy it and then put it into a caulking gun and inject it into my femoral artery, that would be even better. But I know you don't have a lunch gun, so until you invent that,
lunch gun.
Just make me a fucking failure pile in a sadness bowl. That's what I want. I want a failure pile in a sadness bowl. Pile my food in a fucking bowl.
Okay.
Okay, okay. We ready to move on.
Yep. Who's the other one?
Do you want to take a guess of who you think it is?
Because it's food, I'm going to have to say Jim Gaffigan.
Bingo! You got it right. Now, I'm going to give you guys...
Oh, wait, hold on. Did we just put all that food in a bowl?
Wait, you've never heard this before?
No, I'm just making this up. I'm imagining what Jim Gaffigan's going to do.
Okay, so... I'm going to apologize to the listeners. I had a very hard time finding the version of Gaffigan's, and I know the only reason why I knew of it, like I said, this is not common that people said that one stole a joke from the other. I knew that they both did the same bit because I heard Gaffigan do a KFC bit, like the whole bit, and he talked about KFC for a while, and I couldn't find that fucking anywhere, but I do have it here where he's talking about a bunch of food, and he does mention it in there. So this is what we're going to play. Okay.
My problem is I love all the food that's bad for you, like bacon. We know you like bacon. And fried chicken. You ever put a piece of fried chicken on a paper napkin, you come back and the napkins turn into liquid? Fried chicken can't be good for you, really. I mean, one of the serving sizes is bucket. Isn't that how we feed farm animals?
Yeah, I have a bucket of fried chicken, a silo of Pepsi.
A silo of Pepsi.
And a trough of pig slop. Make the pig slop diet.
Speaking of pig slop, have you tried one of those KFC bowls? It's like KFC as a corporation decided, you know, all our crap tastes the same. Why don't we just throw it in a bowl? And I'll tell you, it's delicious. It has a layer of mashed potatoes, a layer of corn, a layer of cigarette butts, a couple of apple cores. It's like Charlotte's Web. Where's Templeton? Popeyes is my favorite fried chicken. I love Popeyes. I love that name.
Oh, I get it. Popeye was a sailor, and your food goes through me like a torpedo.
Okay, so that's the brief version. So there's, before you vote,
okay,
there's a longer version of him talking about KFC, and he actually goes into about, like, who came up with it. Mm-hmm. You know his other jokes where he's done, like, the boardroom meeting, who came up with that name?
Yeah.
He does something similar about... who came up with this idea? Hey, just put all that crap in one bowl.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit longer, but I couldn't find that clip anywhere.
But I mean, like, all right, out of both of them, can I just give you my answer?
Sure.
I'm going to go with Jim Gaffigan.
Okay.
I like Patton Oswalt, but I felt like it took him a while to get to what he was doing in that. And I felt like even though we've talked about Jim Gaffigan is very formulaic with his own bits.
Yeah.
I felt like the way that he did it was funnier than Patton Oswalt. But, I mean, it felt like Patton Oswalt was with this crowd that was just, like, eating it up. Like, you saw him run on the stage. He's like, I'm so hungry. So he brought a little bit of the actual acting aspect of telling the joke into it, which I enjoy. But I felt like I was laughing from beginning to end with Jim Gaffigan.
Yes. Okay, so, I mean, Gaffigan... I like Gaffigan. Aside from his latest special, which released on Prime, I thought it was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But the one before that, Noble Ape, was great. And in general, I love his stuff. Here's the thing about Gaffigan. His last per second is fucking great. Like,
yeah.
His writing is like the ultimate goal for stand-up comics. It's every sentence has a punchline, so you're getting a laugh every time you bring something up.
Without them being one-liners, because they're actual jokes.
Yeah, so he's just going to get the laughs. And I'm also going to vote Gaffigan did it better.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't really even see Gaffigan's whole version of it, but yeah. you can imagine.
I mean, just what he was said in that short amount of time, I thought was funnier than what Patton was doing.
Yeah.
But Patton felt like it was like one of those rock star shows, like those small clubs.
Yes.
Where it's just like, it's rock and roll, where mm-hmm. this is like a polished pop piece. You know what I mean?
I'll say this about Patton Oswalt, okay? I'm glad you brought up, because a lot of the people sitting at home, they couldn't see that video of Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
The way it was shot was very like artsy. It was
handheld.
It was very like Zach Galifianakis. Yeah. Remember his special? It was very artsy, like that handheld camera. And that was like the era at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And before I say what I'm going to say, I'm giving this disclaimer. I think that also I'm going to give this disclaimer because I'm a comic and I can tell that a lot of those people were drunk.
Yep.
Judging by the audience, I can tell you that that was probably the late show.
Yep.
And that I've also seen flashes going off on his face. Like people were taking pictures back then. Comedy clubs and venues and theaters didn't really enforce don't take pictures. It distracts the artist. So back then, I can imagine performing to that and having to keep doing your thing, without the while distracted. With that being said, I do not think Patton Oswalt is funny. Okay. On the other hand, there are some bits that Patton Oswalt has that I really like, and they're so unique and they're so like. They stand out in my mind, and that's half of being a comic is not only being funny, but it's being remembered.
Yes.
And a lot of his stuff is so memorable because it's so fucking out there.
Yeah.
He's so fucking out there, but this is not really anything that out there. It is one of the better bits that he does, but here's the thing with Patton Oswalt. Comics will work on a bit, and they'll come up with like fucking 10 to 20 different punchlines, and they'll go out and they'll try it every night a different way, and then they'll decide on the one that gets the best laugh. Patton Oswalt keeps them all.
Yeah.
He keeps every punchline, and he tells you all of them, and he just keeps going, and he keeps going, and then you just finally we laugh at one, and we were like, well, that last one was funny. We didn't need 10 more fucking punchlines to this joke that didn't work.
Yeah.
He just kept going with it, and it's like, we got it, bro. And he's very, like, long talking without a punchline. So you want to write, like, line, punchline, line, punchline. He writes like line, 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 laugh.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's so funny because we've talked about that a lot, like about cutting the fat out of your jokes, and only like a few people can not cut the fat out of the jokes
and get away with it.
Get away. Dane Cook is one of them. He's one of the like he milks everything because he has that he's going off of the audience's energy because once you get them once you're tickling them and they can't stop laughing, you just keep riding that even if you're saying the same thing. That's a
different
story
too though. It's like when you do something and you hear the crowd went nuts over it, play off it for sure. But as far as like riding,
yes,
you know what I mean. Like that crowd for Patton was just like fucking cheering and drunks and taking pictures of them, you know.
Yeah, they were shouting stuff out too. But the Jim Gaffigan one looked like a Comedy Central special.
Yeah,
it was a professional theater. Everybody was sitting down in these stadium seats, so you have to be funny right off the bat. You can't play.
But
with
even
the
still, they weren't just like laughing, and he wasn't playing off their laughs. He was just like trying to ignore their banter and kept doing all the punchlines he wrote. I have a little bonus for you before we get out of here.
Okay.
Patton Oswalt, later on a different special, mentions the KFC Bowl again.
Oh, does he?
Are you ready?
Oh, he's doing it again. Okay.
I don't think I've ever recorded this next thing. I don't know if I'm going to, because I'm trying to get away from this bit. This is a little bonus for you guys. This is like a big addendum that I did to the KFC bit later on because, and I'm only saying this because... I did the bit, and the bit just came from I was watching something on television, and I honestly thought, and I'm not making this part up, I thought when I first saw the commercial for KFC's famous bowls, I thought it was a Tim and Eric bit. I did not. I just thought it was fake. I was like, there's no fucking way that a restaurant basically just said, we're just putting everything in a goddamn bowl. You just come in and eat it. How about that? Like, it's just like they, it was almost like, is KFC depressed? Like, are they done? And then, and I did the bit just thinking, that's a stupid thing. And then I took on this weird life that I had no idea. I try to do bits about some deep subjects, and that's the one that got away from me. The one where I'm just like, this is a stupid food thing. And then that. So the next thing I knew, there was a there was an article in this. There's a magazine called Fast Company Magazine, which is a magazine about very rich people and how successful they are. So they talked to the CEO of Yum Brands, a guy that invented the famous bowl, which I didn't know is the, not only the top-selling fast food item in America, on the planet. It is the,
holy
that
shit.
Is the one. It really is. So, and the interviewer was talking that this guy is worth billions of dollars, and the interviewer was like, hey, how do you feel about comedian Patton Oswalt calling the famous bowl a failure pile and a sadness bowl? And so the guy, this was the guy's response, and I'm not making this response up. He said, I just wish Mr. Oswalt could see the smiles on people's faces as they dig into a KFC famous bowl. All right. First off, those are not smiles. That is the rictus brought on by a stroke. That's not a smile. You idiot. And two, all the guy, I'm actually on the CEO's side. All he had to say was, who the fuck is Patton Oswalt?
I thought that's what he was going to say.
A billionaire. But then, ever since I did the bid, then KFC made a bobblehead of me and sent it to me. Which I don't know what the fuck that means. But I have the, but they made this corporation make a bobblehead, let them know. Like, is that like weird, like fast food mafia slang for something? Or I don't know what that means. Then it was almost like they got so successful with the famous bowl that they went Caligula crazy. And they did this other food item that I swear to God is like a fuck you patent. And I know that sounds very egotistical, but it really feels like, let's give that, Mr. Funny Man wants to do a goddamn joke. Here's something to make a joke about, asswipe. So they did this sandwich called the Double Down, which, first off, they're calling it the Double Down, which means they're implying that you're gambling with your health. You know, it's like, I'm going to let it ride in my colon. I'm going to split aces in my pancreas.
All right, we didn't need the second punchline.
Yeah, Double Down sandwich, it's a glop of cheese and bacon between two deep-fried chicken breasts. And that's the whole goddamn thing. The sandwich hurts you to eat. You have to hurt yourself to eat it. You have to burn your fingers. That is like crazy Roman emperor shit. Hey, I really love your food, KFC. Prove it by burning your mouth. Swear an oath of fealty. Do it before me. Then, and this is even creepier, I was doing a movie somewhere, and the woman that was doing my makeup said, hey, somebody told me that you're a comedian and you do a joke about Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I said, yeah. And then she said, well, I do a lot of makeup on commercials, and I was doing the makeup on a KFC commercial that they were shooting in the Midwest somewhere. And anyone from the Midwest knows that's where food and beverage companies test out their new products. For side effects, let's be honest, because, you know, if a new venison-flavored Twizzlers is going to make you grow a vagina behind your knee, it's better to find out on an onion farmer than on Liv Tyler, isn't it? So, you know, I know people in L.A. and New York think they're so fucking cool
going, yeah, I just saw Jack White from the White Stripes just walking down Beverly Boulevard yesterday. Yeah, that's awesome. Have you had bacon flavored Sprite? Because the residents of Ponca City, Oklahoma have, and they've got the eyelid boils to prove it. So, they were shooting a commercial for a product, and I've had this confirmed since, because they have a place in Louisville, Kentucky, called the Louisville Test Store. Does that not sound creepy as shit? And they were shooting a commercial for this thing. It's a new product that has not come out yet, called the Mega Leg. Which, that sounds biblical. Like out of Revelation, and then Leviathan and Asmodeus and Megaleg pulled themselves out of the briny deep and laid waste to the cities of man. The Megaleg is, it's a giant chicken leg. That's it. That's the whole twist. It's a chicken leg the size of a turkey leg. And the girl doing the commercial asked one of the KFC reps, are chicken legs supposed to be that big? And he said, no, they're not. Which, what the fuck? So, and then the guy started going, we found a way. Oh, let's stop him. We found a way equals something went horribly wrong in an underground lab. We couldn't get the blast doors closed in time. This thing chewed its way to the surface, started killing prospectors and ranchers. We had to call in the black helicopters and the Justice League to zap this goddamn thing. Now we're going to slice it up, deep fry it, and feed it to you dirt farmers to make sure it doesn't give Chloe Sevigny ass teeth.
All right, that bonus one was funnier than both of them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was actually really, I actually really enjoyed that one.
It was actually really funny.
Yeah, that was really good.
I mean, again, he goes on like too long about stuff and it takes away from the laughs.
I mean, a little bit, like just that added joke with the split in the aces, like, okay, they already did the one. But yeah, everything else I didn't feel like was too long. But
I mean, he is a very creative, smart mind, and he does think of like the biblical thing. I'm like, yeah, it does kind of sound biblical, but then when he takes it to the, he knew, you know, he went and researched biblical names and then threw in the mega leg. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I thought that was way better.
It is better.
But he should also know that if you're going to do a joke about food, you have to double check with Jim Gaffigan first. You need to get his permission. But I love the bobblehead part. That was so funny. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
You know,
mean?
That was true.
Is that like gangster talk for fast food restaurants?
That was a great bit.
Oh, that was really good. That was good.
I like when a comic has a part two to it.
Yeah.
You know, from like a last album. I
like
love
the Tom Segura, Mike Tyson. Uh-huh. That was really
good.
And you
can only get away with it if you're like kind of well known.
Yeah.
Because if you do it on your next album, some people are going to be like, I didn't hear that bit. You know,
yeah.
When you're unknown, you get like me. I'm like, I'm just gonna do both bits right now.
See, no, it's so funny. It's like you can't wait till you get to that sequel joke. You get to that level where you can do sequels on your jokes.
Well, funny you should mention that, because Jim Gaffigan did a part two to his. I'm just kidding. Did you believe me for a second?
No.
All right. So there we go. Here we go. We switched it up, this Laughter Peace Theater. We played some Pat Nozzle.
Was that all of them?
That's it, man.
Oh, nice.
That's all I got for you this time.
All right.
Man, I can't blow the load the first time I do it, because I don't know. I'll see if I can come up with a few more similarities so where I can play for you guys next time, because this was pretty fun.
Next time, I mean, we should do something similar, but it doesn't even have to be the same joke premise. We can look into other obstacles that comics go through and who handled something better. Like, we should do, like, who bombed worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How they handled the heckler or something like that.
Oh, dude, that's a really good one. Hecklers.
Yeah.
Dude, we got that. That'd be a really good
So we'll see if we can keep this going for a little while, and if not, we'll jump back to the original. But this was fun. This was fun. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Kevin, for joining me.
Thank you for making me laugh and think about food.
It was fun. I'm glad that we got to participate in other than just talking about comedy, and we got to actually like vote.
Yeah, that was cool. You know what was awesome, though, that, like, just right off the bat, we both hated Carlos Mencia.
Bro, I didn't even want to. I probably could have found his own clip.
Yeah.
But I just didn't even want to go through his clips. I didn't even want to hear it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just don't like him.
You just did the video that had both of them.
I also don't think he's funny.
I don't think
so. And anything
funny.
That he is doing that's funny, it's stolen.
Mm-hmm. It makes me feel like the kid in class. Oh, you wouldn't know this because you were homeschooled. But it's just like the loud idiot who just repeated the other kid's joke because he just said it. He's just going to say whatever he can to make the people laugh. I don't know. I just don't like Carlos Mencia.
I don't like him either. But hey, you guys listening at home, why don't you hit me up and let me know which ones you voted for?
Yeah.
That would be interesting to see what other people are saying.
Yeah.
Or if you guys know of any two bits that are kind of similar too, send them over. We'll compare them on the next one. But anyway, you can reach me by going to homeschooledpod.com, click on contact, and then you can just email me. Or you can also hit me up on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and just click on media on the website, and that'll send you all those leaks.
Awesome.
Right, buddy?
That's right, dude.
And then we'll end it with a burp.
Okay.
That's it, you guys. Thanks so much. Don't forget, I'm going to be in Rockland, California on Valentine's Day. Get your tickets right now. Head over to homeschooledpod.com. Click on tour. You can also get to the same exact place by going to augustinocomedian.com. And don't forget to click the link in the description for the DeLorean Motor Company watches. Get yourself a motherfucking watch, yo.
A watch.
All right, I want to thank you. Oh, shit, dude. I got fucking shout-outs.
Oh, we got shout-outs today. All right.
I got some Instagram shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to my new friend, Obitwan66.
What up, Obitwan?
Trisha Newman.
Hey, Trisha.
Faces and Photographs.
Faces and Photographs.
Thank you for the support. Laugh Lounge app.
Hey, Laugh Lounge
app is the shit, bro. I did one of their shows recently, and their new thing is that they have this app where you can just, wherever you are, if you don't live in Los Angeles, you can still stream like the best stand-up comedy shows from LA. I did a show. It's streaming on there. Go download the app. You can watch it. It's going to be like the next fucking Netflix for stand-up, bro. It's going to be awesome. Also, I want to give a shout-out to... Voiced by Katie.
Hey, Voiced by Katie.
So thank you guys for supporting the podcast, supporting me as a comedian, and showing some love online. And I want to thank all of you, and I want to thank Kevin Lyons, and I want to thank myself.
You do that, buddy.
For having to go through listening to fucking Mencia today. All right, you guys. It's Friday. You know what that means. That means that you fucking made it through the week, and it's your weekend, and you don't fucking answer to nobody, and that's why we're going to close it with the official Friday closing song. Have a great fucking weekend, you guys, and a safe Super Bowl. I'll see you next week.
Fine, those that died, but wearing the badge, yeah, you're chosen white. Those who died, compensate that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. You do what they told you. Now 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 you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. Now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told you. Now you're under control. Don't you die.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.